This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Royals and Tigers on Wednesday. In the top of the fourth, Kansas City would get to Tigers starter Daniel Norris.
He would have had to put it right on the plate. That ball is blasted into deep left center field. Gone off the brick wall.
Man, oh man, was that hit.
And now Mike Moustakas. It's the deepest part of the ballpark, and it's gone. Back to back. The Royals have three in the fourth inning and a 4-0 lead. Trying to get over that 200 mark. And he swings and drives it to right, and that's a base hit. Escobar around second, races for third. They're going to send him home. Kinsler with the throw to the plate. It is not in time, and the Royals take a 5-0 lead. Well hit to right field, and Cabrera hits another home run in the series. Number 10 this year and number 456 in his career, but there's nobody on base, and the Royals lead is still 3. Grounded to Moustakas. Nice scoop. Double play.
Beauty.
Moustakas gets Matuk. And for the first time in a little over 2 months, Ian Kennedy goes 7 innings.
Ian Kennedy allowed 2 runs and 5 hits in 7 innings for Kansas City. He picks up his second win in 3 starts. It's an 8-2 Royals win over the Tigers on Wednesday. They snap a 2-game losing streak. Kansas City is 16-8 in the month of June. Here's Royals manager Ned Yost.
Really, yeah, he was commanding everything. Had a really, really good curveball tonight.
Yeah.
And really utilized it well.
It seemed like he used his secondary stuff a little bit more tonight.
Yeah. Well, he was commanding it. And like I said, he managed his pitch count. He was ahead in the count the majority of the night. And really good off-speed stuff.
The home runs obviously were huge in the game. I mean, Salvi's was just a bomb.
Yeah, Salvi's was a bomb. 3-0, you know, got a pitch, looking for, the pitcher not trying to walk him there, just trying to, make a pitch, and he got every bit of it. And then Moose with his 20th was big. But for me, Eske and Gordy at the bottom of the order were huge. Eske 3 hits, Gordy with 3 RBIs, a big night for them.
Seems like we've been saying that a lot lately, where that bottom of the order is really – carrying a lot of
they're very productive right now.
It'd be nice to see Soler get an RBI knock there.
Yeah, he smoked the ball the third too. I mean, as hard as you can hit a ground ball, really. Looked good.
Salvador Perez connected for his 16th home run of the season, giving Kansas City an early 3-0 lead, and they would never look back. Here's Perez after the win.
I hit it pretty good. I was 3-0 count. Just tried to get a hit in the count. If I run the middle, and I hit it pretty good.
Did you see where it landed, too?
Huh?
Did you see where it landed?
No, I don't see it. I lost
off
it.
That back wall?
Yeah.
Almost up on the ankles.
That's pretty good. I hit it pretty good. I don't feel my hand.
Did feel it on your hand?
No.
So do you enjoy a 3-0 situation? Just looking for that one pitch?
Yeah, that kind of situation right there. He's a pretty good pitcher, too. If he get ahead in the count, he maybe use his cutter, his slider. So he got me 3-2 and home. He got the same count and just let it, throw one strike, cutter, foul ball, and he struck me out. So I don't miss opportunity.
Moose hit one pretty far, too, right after.
Pretty good, yeah. One home is good. And back to bias, feel better.
The victory gets the Royals back to 500 at 38-38. Here's Alex Gordon.
Just when a good offense gets going, one guy starts and it seems to, rally all the other guys. So right now hitting behind Eske's a lot of fun because he's getting on base pretty much every time. So he's doing a great job of that and just trying to produce in that 9-hole. Absolutely. We're just trying to grind it out every day and you know, come to the ballpark with a new attitude and just trying to help the team win any way that we can, you know, every day. So that's a mindset with every guy, and that's a good mindset for the whole team.
You told me yesterday that things just seem to change for whatever reason on that West Coast trip and that you guys are having more fun. It's hard to have fun when you're losing, but what's it like in there right now?
Well, you know, guys just started hitting on that West Coast trip and it just made it a lot of fun. So guys are loose, guys are having fun, and it's fun to be a part of it.
Thursday, Michael Fulmer starts for the Tigers. Jake Junis goes for the Royals.